Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Vasudeva, who compiled the Vedic scriptures. The pure devotees drink up the nectarian transcendental knowledge dropping from the lotus-like mouth of the Lord. So this Bhagavatam is Amrita, we all have heard this, which drops from Srila Vyasadeva's lotus mouth into our eagerly listening ears. Please listen to this purport, which will surprise some of you, intrigue others, and hopefully uplift every one of you. Purport. In pursuance of the specific utterance Vedase, or the compiler of the system of transcendental knowledge, Srila Sridhar Swami has commented that the respectful obeisances are offered to Srila Vyasadeva, who is the incarnation of Vasudeva. Srila Jiva Goswami has agreed to this, but Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has made a further advance, namely that the nectar from the mouth of Lord Krishna is transferred to his different consorts, and thus they learn the finer arts of music, dance, dressing, decorations, and all such things which are relished by the Lord. Of course, what Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here addresses is that the subject matter of rasa, or transcendental mellow, which comes from Lord Krishna, is transferred and then becomes manifest to the gopis and becomes manifested in these subjects like music, dance, dressing, decorations, which are all manifestations of spiritual taste. I'm not yet explaining, I notice, so let us continue. Such music, dance, and decorations enjoyed by the Lord are certainly not anything mundane, because the Lord is addressed as the very being, as para, or transcendental. This transcendental knowledge is unknown to the forgotten, conditioned souls. Srila Vyasadeva, who is the incarnation of the Lord, thus compiled the Vedic literatures to revive the lost memory of the conditioned souls about their eternal relation with the Lord. One should therefore try to understand the Vedic scriptures, or the nectar transferred by the Lord to his consorts, in the conjugal humor from the lotus-like mouth of Vyasadeva or Shukadeva. By gradual development of transcendental knowledge, one can rise to the stage of the transcendental arts of music and dance displayed by the Lord in his rasa lila. But without having the Vedic knowledge, one can hardly understand the transcendental nature of the Lord's rasa dance and music. The pure devotees of the Lord, however, can equally relish the nectar in the form of the profound philosophical discourses and in the form of kissing by the Lord in the rasa dance, as there is no mundane distinction between the two. Please say with me. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Vasudeva, who compiled the Vedic scriptures. The pure devotees drink up the nectarian transcendental knowledge dropping from the lotus-like mouth of the Lord. It is said that this world is a poison tree, but on this poison tree of the world, mysteriously, two nectarian fruits, which contain nectar or rasa, are growing. And devotees should learn to pick from this world these unworldly fruits, because as we will soon hear, it's nice to have a little sun. It will not even come fully because there are clouds. No problem, I will tell you. But let us, the devotees, a little thunder, a little cold. Yes. So these two fruits, which we as devotees should pick from the tree of this world, are really placed on this tree by the divine hand of Lord Krishna. They are Shastra, or transcendental knowledge, which we can read by going into the transcendental literature. And there are good devotees of Lord Krishna. When you can make up out these two fruits, you will have in this world a taste of Krishna consciousness. You can read regularly and associate with good-hearted devotees who carry Krishna in their consciousness, who are Krishna conscious, then you will not remain hungry and thirsty. So here, in this verse, Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Krishna, is offered respectful obeisances, and it is said he compiled this one nectarian fruit, the divine Vedic scriptures. And it is said that from this his lotus mouth, the transcendental knowledge drops, and devotees should drink this. From Krishna's lotus-like lotus mouth, all this transcendental ecstasy comes forth. We hear from Krishna's mouth this rasa, this transcendental taste comes forth. We hear that when Lord Krishna plays his transcendental flute, he gives in the sound of his flute the love which is there in his heart. In this world, we sometimes say a musician really puts his whole heart into his music. But this is only a little reflection. When Krishna plays his transcendental flute music, he puts all the love of his heart into this transcendental little stick of bamboo which he plays. As he kisses the bamboo flute with his transcendental lips, the love of his heart comes through the holes of the bamboo and reaches the ears of his eagerly waiting devotees. Now rasa or mellow taste is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as something which is always full of wonder and amazement. It is amazing us. When Krishna plays his transcendental flute, this rasa of his heart is transferred to his devotees and to everyone. And it is amazing. The unmovable things like the mountains begin to melt. Yesterday we were in the Radha Damodar temple where they keep a footprint of Lord Krishna. It happened when he played on his transcendental flute and the physical structure or the atomic structure was changed and the mountain melted, and then he stepped on it and there was an imprint of his foot. As the unmoving things become liquefied and start to move, those who move become stunned when they hear the love of Lord Krishna from his transcendental flute. We hear that the deers in Vrindavan stop walking, the cows put up their ears to have suitable cups for the nectar of Krishna's flute, and they keep it like this, two cups like this. And we hear that the bulls and every moving creature becomes like painted figures in a painting, unmovable, no longer moving about, because they have captured the divine rasa which flows from the lotus-like mouth of Lord Krishna and comes through the flute to everyone. This rasa is teaching the devotees of Krishna everything they need to know to do the service. Now it has been said in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is compared there with the flute song of Lord Krishna. And when it comes into the ears of the devotees, it will also teach them everything. And I would like to now leave this transcendental subject a little bit and go into a very important subject with all of you. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and some of the secret things he teaches his devotees. See, as devotees of Krishna, we must ask ourselves very solidly and very honestly, where is our entrance door into transcendental subjects? We have heard in the purpose of Srila Prabhupada some very wonderful transcendental subject matters, which are very confidential, which describe the rasa which flow from Lord Krishna's lotus mouth and teach the gopis how to serve him through music, dance and dress. Now, we want to raise this question to us, how can we as devotees of the Lord find our entrance so that one day we can also the recipients of this transcendental rasa, this transcendental taste. It is very important that your bhakti, both in the initial states and at the higher states, is imbued with some ruchi, with some taste. If you do not have taste in your spiritual practice, it is very difficult because at that time your spiritual practice will be lip deep and not heart deep. You know, if I don't have any taste, I would chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh please bring me a glass of water. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, oh come, 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 tell me the news, what is the report of so and so. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Oh, when is breakfast, prasadam? So this happens when we have no taste. At that time, the holy name remains on the lips and does not enter the heart where it can, where it nourishes the sadaka. Taste is required and for spiritual life. Now again, I want to ask the question, how can we enter into this? How can we get rasa? How can we get ruchi? What is our entrance door? And the scriptures very nicely tell us that the entrance door is Shraddha. You must walk through the door of faith. If you cannot go through the door of faith, you can never obtain transcendental knowledge. You will only be on the mental platform. You think you have understood something with your mundane intelligence, but this will not help you. Faith is important at the beginning stages of spiritual life, and it is supposed to mature as it goes to nishtha, firm faith, then to ruchi, then to asakti, and then to the higher stages of bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. Without faith, there is no transcendental journey. Without faith, there's only a rajasic enthusiastic endeavor in the beginning, which then fizzles out like a dying fly. So faith is important, and we will hear now about this faith. I want to start with a nice little story which I first heard from Srila Prabhupada, and then I heard also from others. It's about a little boy, like you will find in our Gurukul, who needed to take his education. The school was a little far away, and to go to the school, he had to walk every morning through a jungle where there were ferocious animals, like tigers. So one day the little boy came to the mother and said, "Mother, I'm so afraid to walk every morning through the jungle. I don't think I can continue my education." And the mother, who was a very good Vaishnavi, said, "Yes, you can. You have one friend. His name is Gopal. When you have fear, you just call for him." So the boy went through the forest next morning, and he heard something which frightened him, and he called, "Gopal! Gopal!" This moment, a wonderful little boy appeared, who had a very bluish complexion and a yellowish dhoti, and he said, yes, you have called me. Yes, mother said, you are my friend, and I'm afraid there are maybe tigers here. And Gopal said, do not be afraid. I will take you through the jungle so that you can go to your school. A friendship developed. The boy always called for Gopal, and they always walked together through the forest and talked about many, many things which friends talk about. One day, the teacher said, oh, we have to make the Ganesh Puja. In Indian schools, Lord Ganesh is worshipped to remove the obstacle on the path of education. And the teacher said, every student has to participate. You are very poor, but you bring half a rupee for you to finance the Ganesh Puja. The boy came home that day and said, mother, tomorrow is Ganesh Puja, I have to bring half a rupee. Mother said, looked at the boy and said, we are so poor, we do not even have 2 paisas in our house. But you have Gopal, ask him. So the boy, on the next morning when he went to the school, called with great urgency, Gopal! Gopal! Great urgency was there. Gopal came. What you have called with so much urgency? I'm coming. I need 50 paisas from you. Oh, I'm living in the forest. I do in some remote part some cow herding. I have no money, but I can give you milk. In Ganesh Puja, milk is required. So he gave him a little clay cup full of milk. Then the boy came to the teacher and said, no 50 paisas are with me, but this milk please take. The teacher was very angry. What? Everyone has 50 paisa. And what will this milk do? We need buckets full of milk for Ganesh Puja. And he took the cup and he began to pour it on the ground. But more and more milk was coming. It did not stop. What is this cup of milk? The teacher said. Oh, Gopal has given it to me, said the little boy. Bring a baldi. So they brought a bucket. The teacher went, like, you know, when you turn up, when you turn on the water pipe, many times it doesn't work in India, but this milk was just coming and coming, and not one bucket, 2 buckets, 3 buckets. What is this cup? Oh, it comes from Gopal, said the boy, who was smiling and very proud he was of his Gopal. So, my dear devotees, you have called Krishna's holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Has Gopal come to you? Huh? Why has Gopal not come to us? Krishna, Krishna. Now some uncomfortable questions will be raised. Fasten your seat belts, please. Why are you chanting? And no Krishna, and you are counting your rounds. Oh, how many rounds are left? You're calling, water, water. You're looking at your wristwatch. When is breakfast? Why no Gopal? Why no Krishna? Why do devotees become distressed and uncomfortable in their life? Because there's a difference. The little boy had this faith, and he called with faith. When we call with deep faith Krishna's holy name, then all the obstacles in our spiritual life will be removed. Not only in chanting, in our whole life. When we make our faith deep, then Krishna will rush. Yes, you have called me. And so on. There is one thing from Narottam Das Thakur's Prema Bhakti Chandrika. Vishwas mile Krishna talke bahu dhura. It means if one has faith, then he can easily obtain Krishna. And arguments, you know, disturbing arguments, stay far away from the sadhaka. Sometimes devotees come to Vrindavan, hear so many this argument, that argument, and become very disturbed. And when they come home, we have to preach and install their faith. If you have faith, arguments cannot shake you. But the main thing is, if you have faith, then Krishna can be easily obtained, says Narottam Das Thakur. Very easily attained. Now, the definition of what is meant with faith, and it is firm faith, is interesting for all of us to note, so that we know what is the standard. And I believe when you understand this standard, you can understand Narottam Das Thakur's statement that with faith, Krishna can be easily obtained. The standard is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shraddha Shapte Vishwas Kohe Studita Nishchai Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. I will give a little free translation because I have not written down. That Shraddha is called Vishwas, or firm faith, which has this concept, that by simply serving Krishna, by Krishna Bhakti, all other things in my life will be supplied to me. I heard just now from about one elderly lady. She was 90 years old here in Braj, and she developed a very strong case of jaundice. Jaundice is, at old age, very difficult because it immediately attacks the immune system, and when that is attacked in old age, the whole body becomes very, very much a landing place, an airport for all diseases. Yeah. When immunity is gone. So this elderly lady was making these Braj rotis for 20 sadhus, because they would come only to this lady to get the rotis. So when they heard that, oh ma, you have jaundice, she said, yes, you please save my life. You bring, when you do parigram, dust from all holy places, and also you bring water from Radhakund. So all the sadhus did this. They brought piles of dust, and you know, when 20 sadhus come and bring water from Radhakund, it's easily 20 liters. So that lady had so much faith in the dust of Vrindavan that she just ate this mountain of dust and drank the Radhakund water. And she did this for 4 days. She didn't take any medicine. And on the fifth day, the jaundice started to decrease and then was gone from her body. Faith is very powerful. Even modern science says, when there is faith in a medicine, the medicine can be something nonsense, you know, some sugar and some drop of, in the West they give a drop of some herbal tea, and the best medicine against cancer. And when someone believes, he just gets cured miraculously. It's called placebo effect. So, anyways, I don't want to pollute the atmosphere with mundane examples here. What I wish to say is that if you have this faith that by Krishna Bhakti, all my concerns in my life are taken care of, it will work. It will work. It will work. Shraddha, faith, is very, very, very important. And you will now, of course, ask, I can see this question already in your faces. Don't worry, I've seen it. How do we get faith, Maharaj? Please, tell something. Don't tell this. By the way, I don't recommend you to copy this example, because if you drink 20 liters of Radhakund water, especially after the whole world has taken its bath there, and 2,000 devotees from Bombay have all at once gone in the Radhakund, you might get next to the Radhakund many other things into your bodily system, which will not... don't drink 20. If you have faith, you can drink. Hare Krishna. So the holy name is described as the giver of this transcendental faith. Because what happens when the holy name enters the ear is that just as the sun removes the darkness, the holy name, when it is chanted with some taste and with some bhakti, devotional service, it will surely remove the darkness of misery and ignorance from the heart. Now, sometimes when the sun shines, there remain some dark places. For instance, in a closed room. Therefore, this verse from Shukadev Goswami. Shukadev Goswami is not satisfied with this analogy. He says, the holy name is not just like the sun, which drives away darkness. It is also like powerful winds which drive away the clouds. If you look outside, some clouds are there. The only ways to get this away from the sky is powerful winds. It would be nice if Krishna sends, because when it gets cloudy in Vrindavan at this time, it will become so thick with fog in the morning that we can almost say goodbye to the Bhagavatam class, because we can't see each other any longer at this time. Well, we can go in Prabhupada's quarters at that time. So powerful winds are required. In the same way, when you do your sankirtan a little bit powerful, that means extra rounds, sit with the devotees, chant, you will see how the rest remaining clouds of doubts and so on are removed. Let us hear the whole verse now. Sankirtyamanu Bhagavan Ananta Shrutanu Bhavo Vyasanam Hipungsam Pravishya Chittam Vidunot Yashesham Yatatamoko Brahmivati Vata. When the glories of the infinite personality of Godhead are experienced through hearing, Sankirtan, then they enter the heart and cleanse away every trace of misery, just as the sun removes the darkness, or as powerful winds drive away the clouds. This is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto, a very nice shloka in this connection. So, a devotee who wishes to turn up The intensity of his spiritual life will go with faith to the holy name. He will submit himself at the lotus feet of the holy name. He will even pray, Agadhamana Yashodananda Nandasuno Kamalanayanam Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Faneka Swarupa Mama Ruchi Uchaya Namadheyam. O Nama, let my Ruchi unlimitedly increase in chanting your divine names like Yashodanandan, Nandanandan, Gopichandra, Vrindavanendra, and especially important for me, Pranata Karuna, the merciful friend of the fallen. The devotee will pray like this to the Holy, the Lord. Let my faith, let my ruchi, and my taste in the holy name grow. You must know, faith is really married to all these states of Krishna. Faith is of Krishna consciousness. Faith is a little weak in the beginning, adoshraddha. Then it becomes nishtha, strong, firm faith, which is there, and which will give rise to great taste in spiritual life. Great taste. Yes. Now, another place where the beautiful goddess of faith, Shraddha Devi, resides in great happiness, is the association of devotees, the genuine devotional association. It is very there Shraddha resides, and when you do come into the presence of devotees who talk with you about Krishna consciousness, then Shraddha will mysteriously enter into your heart and feel very happy there. Shraddha Devi resides there in that Sangam and will come. There's a very nice verse where Lord Kapila Dev says, Satam, I'm getting a little ecstatic, sorry. Satam prasangam mamaviya samvido avanti hitkana rashayana kata tachyoshanat ashapavagavatmane shadharati bhakti anukramishyati. Anukramishyati means, krama means steps. Following steps, anukramishyati, like in a staircase, the steps follow each other. Step two follows step one. What happens is, first Shraddha comes in the association of devotees, and then Rati, that is Bhava Bhakti, and then Bhakti, the Prema Bhakti. This comes. Step one, Shraddha. Step two, Rati. Step three, Bhakti or Prema Bhakti. I want to read this verse for your kind consideration. My heroic pastimes are very pleasing to the ear and satisfying to the heart when heard in the association of devotees. As a result of joyfully relishing these pastimes in such association, one quickly advances on the path of liberation, passing through the stages of faith, Rati and Bhakti, true love for Krishna. This is a spiritual process which is not so easy to understand. Once Prabhupada, it's almost mystical, he said, when he gave Hindi lectures in India, his disciples wanted to get up and leave. And Prabhupada said, no, you must stay. He said, even if you do not understand the language, listen to this. Please listen. Your intellect will be now severely challenged. Even if you do not understand the language, hearing of Krishna Katha acts like thunder. You know, when it thunders, you don't need to be a materialist. The English word. Materiologist. Something like this. I'm saying like materialist. No. Meteorologist. Meteorologist. Yes. Someone who analyzes the weather, the weather and so on. No, you very clearly, boom, 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 boom. Ooh, I'm going to some rain shelter. You understand? So even you don't understand the language of the Sanskrit verses, for instance, Prabhupada used it also in this connection, we should chant the verses because there is some divine spiritual potency in there which acts. It's not something which goes through our rational mind. In the same way, when you come into the association of good devotees who are increasing your faith in your guru, who are not decreasing your faith in your guru, who increase your faith in the holy name, who are not decreasing your faith in the holy name, then you will see a queen entering your heart. My dear brahmacharis and sannyasis, don't be afraid of this queen. You can be afraid of many queens. But this queen is desired, Shraddha Devi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the queen of faith will come. Yes, he is here, he is listening, and then it enters. This is what I personally appreciate so much about the parikramas of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He sits down at a place. He doesn't just say, here's this, here's this, here's this, and everyone looks with his eyes, oops. I can't see anything, but okay, the parikram is already in another direction. No, sit down. Sometimes 4 hours, you feel, oh, my legs, Maharaj, some mercy. No, 5th hour, here, about Chaitanya, about Krishna, about what happened, and so on, because there only you are getting Shraddha. You don't get Shraddha from the eyes. You get it from... Yes, sometimes we get also Shraddha when we see a good example of a devotee. It's not so exclusive. When we see good example, we get also some faith. Yes. But when we listen, then it comes. Stay in the kirtan. Don't say, oh, now, very important business. The preparations of my chapatis must be done. And I come later, after the kirtan. To hear something stimulating for the mind. No. It's very important to be in the association of devotees. Chant the holy names and so on, because Shraddha is there. And when you are in the association of devotees, this is now very important. My dear devotees, I will say now one thing, which if I say it 2 times will bring me into serious problems. But I am only a guest here, therefore I say it only 1 time. Devotee association is an art. We have differences between us. One is tall, one is small, one has a tendency to eat 10 chapatis, other has a tendency to eat 2 chapatis. There are differences. And if we don't learn to associate with devotees, these differences will make the association of devotees very difficult. It is very sad to say But the ISKCON experience has taught us that sometimes the association of devotees is difficult and not faith-giving. It is faith-robbing. We hear things which you can all hear when you enter the rumor corridor in all ISKCON temples. So I don't need to repeat it here. It's freely available, the information. You must practice the association of devotees with your best intention. This is also the success of a temple. This will be also the success of our Vrindavan temple. If we can practice the association with devotees by following the advices of Rupa Goswami, which we all have heard a million times with while we fell asleep, as we heard it. Dadati pratigrinati, give presents to the devotees. Reveal your mind. Ask things. Discuss. Don't be unrevealing. Don't be unopen. And also, eat prasadam with the devotees. Here, get the prasadam. You must practice this. It's very important. Enter the association of devotees with the intention to give your best into this association. And you will see so much will return. But if you don't give your best into the association of devotees, you might be deceived. Also, the devotee, high-class devotees might cheat you and don't give you what you came for. That is bhakti. But you... so many other things. It's very important. I'm 100% convinced if we in our Vrindavan temple or our home temples, because many of us are from foreign countries, practice devotee association by just trying to give our best into the association, we will 100% get very high class bhakti, very high nourishing bhakti, and not run away distressed with bitter face. This is from the association of devotees. You must give your best. I know when there was devotee discord in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's temple, he did something very interesting. He called the two quarreling devotees to confront each other, to be in front of each other. And then he said to devotee A, quarrel devotee A, say something good about devotee B. Then devotee B had to say something good about devotee A. So A might start, "That's very good that you eat prasadam." Devotee B might have said, "It's very good that you sleep in the mandir." But more and more had to be said, and as the process was going on, that process, by the way, is also appearing in modern conflict resolutions. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati seemed to have knowledge much earlier about this, so yes. I want to draw now to the end. Our problem is we have thorns in the hands, and thorns in the hands and thorns in the hearts. The thorns are very distressing, you know. They are overeating and a fault-finding mentality. And anyways, I don't want to distress my audience this morning. And therefore, our minds don't take pleasure in hearing about Krishna's holy name. The very medicine which we are supposed to take is intolerable for someone who has thorns in the heart and thorns in the hands and everywhere. You know, when you have thorns, when you have to pick up the cartons, you go, "Ah, ah, ah, Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to do this. Yes. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. What to do, what to do? Prahlad Maharaj says, O Lord of Vaikuntha, this mind of mine takes no pleasure in hearing about you, for it is contaminated, evil, and difficult to control. It is obsessed with lusty desires and distressed by lamentation and fear. Does this sound familiar, or is this too high for you, this subject? With a mind such as this, distressed, lusty, evil, how can an unfortunate person like myself ever attain you? But then, the only way is you must have association with devotees, with proper devotees. This will help you. Lord Brahma, after offending Lord Krishna here in Vrindavan, offered very nice prayers to Lord Krishna. Lord Brahma, you must say, felt so bad. He had offended Lord Krishna by stealing his dear friends from him. Lord Brahma felt so bad, he almost was already with one foot out of Vrindavan. He said, this is too high for me and I don't want to disturb to you. Let me just finish my prayers, please, and then I already go. I'm going, I know, I'm so bad. But then, at the end of his prayers, he gave the solution to all of us. He said, please, my dear devotee, my dear Lord, grant me the association of your devotees in whatever species of life I may be. Please give me this association. And I may have to take many Puna Janmas, future birth, but give me the association. Brahma, Sanatana, sorry. Brahma says, in the words of Sanatana Goswami, although I'm your oldest son in this life, it does not matter in which species I'm born. As long as I can have the chance to serve any one of your devotees, for it is through service to them that I will attain your mercy. Even if these devotees, listen to this, even if these devotees are just new devotees, merely beginning their practice. My dear devotees, this is really the solution. Stay with devotees and serve them. Be ready to give your best. And if you do so, wonderful things can be obtained. It is really not some just enthusiastic talk. It really does work. Do not doubt. Please believe me, because what I say is really true. It is because it's not what I say. This is from our ancient tradition. This is from our gurus, Shukadev Goswami. They are not, saying this, I have given you the impossible path of bhakti. It doesn't work anyways. They are not cruel people who laugh when they see us fail. No, it really works. The association of good devotees serving there. I want to end by saying how we are, as devotees from foreign countries, so overly enthusiastic to come to this wonderful Krishna Balaram temple. We feel our life has gotten value just to stay here. And I want to sincerely congratulate and encourage the devotees who are here in the Krishna Balaram temple. This is for our movement really one of the important, one of the two most important seats. Mayapur Dham and Vrindavan Dham are very essential they are the seat, our holy place, like Bethlehem and Mecca is for the other faiths. This is here, our holy place. Everything is here. The treasures are here. So please take very nice care of the temple, of your services. We are greatly encouraged by coming here, and we want to sincerely beg you to do your service to the international devotee community with great enthusiasm and strength. And please, every one of you, think about your faith. Don't ignore your faith. Maybe some of us have to go into the workshop and make some serious repair in our faith. You know, sometimes when cars become old, they need to go to the workshop again. Maybe some pipe is a little broken, or maybe something, a little hole is here. So please, even the devotees who consider themselves, who are longer in our association, 10 years and so on, please sincerely look at your faith, and then understand Krishna will come to you if you call with faith, like this little boy who called Gopal, because he had faith also in the words of his authority, which was in his case his mother who told him. So these two things are important: the holy name and faith in your spiritual authorities. That means your spiritual master, your our Srila Prabhupada, and so on. That is very important. We need to work on this so that a very good bhakti can enter our heart. I want to thank you very much. I believe my lecture is clear enough. There's no need to ask questions. Also, the day is progressing very quickly now, and we have services to do, each one of us. But if you wish to ask questions, and you have questions, by Krishna Balarams and the devotees, inconceivable mercy, I am invited to give tomorrow evening a class in Prabhupada's house, so there will be time for questions and answers. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Go Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.